We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two. If you're listening again through our podcasting system or to an archive, we just want to remind you that if you have any questions about what you've heard on the show tonight, you need any clarification, you can email our radio show to questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolyndeanlive.com. And then we will respond to Melody Rose's great about handling all the correspondence from the radio show. We also want to remind you that if you're a new listener to the show and you have not yet had your vitamin D levels and your thyroid and your omegas and your magnesium levels tested, we invite you to participate in our research project through Grassroots Health. Dr. Dean has been very generous to award the gift of $212 of free at-home testing through our blood spotting kit to anyone who's listening and part of our radio show audience. And the way you take advantage of that is you email the radio show to questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolyndeanlive, drcarolyndeanlive, that's our radio show email, and you let them know in the subject line that you're interested in the free kit from Grassroots Health, and Melody Rose will arrange to have it sent to you. And then when you get it, you have to open the kit and read the instructions on how to go in, complete the survey, perform the kit process, and then send it in, and you'll get your test results back in about 3 weeks. And that will help you discern and know where you are in terms of what you require for daily supplementation. And Melody Rose will also help you with that once you get your scores back. So it's a really, really important thing to do. Very valuable, Carolyn. And I just saw a research paper today that they're saying that your magnesium level, your vitamin D level of 50 or more is going to protect you from any of the weirdness that's going on in the virus that shall not be named. So you really, really want to keep an eye on your vitamin D score. And even if you've known what it is in the past, you really want to check it on a regular basis. Do you agree, Carolyn?
Yes. That's the only way to really know. Everybody is so different. I was listening to Mercola interviewing someone, and he says he stays at a very high level with just sunbathing. Now, I can't do that. And someone else, like Kule last week, was saying she took the 50,000 units, but it was of a vitamin D2, and she was taking it once a week. And she said her levels went up a little bit, but a once a week dose is not the way to take vitamin D. Your body wants you to take your vitamin D every day. And her 50,000 probably was dissipated after a couple of days, and it was like 000 the last 4 days. So you have to take it every day, and you have to know how your body is absorbing it. And you can only know that from doing a blood test. I'm not big on blood tests, but I became convinced about doing vitamin D blood tests with the work that Grassroots Health is doing.
Yeah, I think I don't know if I told you this or not, Carolyn, but that whole sunbathing thing, did I tell you that Grassroots Health has an actual sun zone map on the website?
Yes, you did, right.
Gosh, yeah, so you can be out, sun exposure, you can be out in the sun and still not get enough, depending on what time of year it is and where you are in the longitude and latitude of the earth. So even right now here in North Carolina, I will not be able to use sunlight as a means of building my vitamin D until March of next year in the spring equinox. crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your microphone every once in a while gets attacked.
Attack. Is right. It being attacked right now?
I can hear it clicking. I don't know if it's your, did you get a new headset?
No. I still have the same one, but maybe I'm just moving my head around and it's clicking. But yeah, I think so. That's another thing, like Dr. Mercola with the natural, I mean, the sunlight, and it's a good strategy, but you have to supplement in the winter, period.
Mm-hmm. And actually Dr. Mercola, his huge audience uses grassroots health testing. Mercola is an associate of Grassroots Health, so he supports their work. So I was happy to hear that as well.
Yep, absolutely. Okay,
let me just finish. It was Dr. Mercola that told Grassroots Health to get in touch with us because of our work with magnesium. So yeah, it's a tight little circle.
Yeah, very neat. Okay, should we take some more phone calls?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to area code 917-917, *6 your phone, and we'll bring you on to talk with Dr. Dean this evening. Hello.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Dr. Dean.
Ah, look who's here. Our New York.
How are you?
New York correspondent.
I've been thinking of calling for the last 3 weeks, and I'm hesitating. But since you guys brought the issue of vitamin D and the sunlight, I want to tell you about a video that I saw Dr. Mercola speaking to a man named Tucker Goodrich, who have no medical. A treatment, a knowledge or degree.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And this man, I'll talk about, he's talking about linoleic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that linoleic acid, too much in the body, I'll give it to you a different way. The ability of be able to sit down in the sun. And I know you're Dr. Dean, unable to sit down in the sun. You said you're too pale, and you can't stand the sun. You become like like this guy, you become like sitting too much in the sun, or to half an hour in the sun make you like red and burning, and you can't stand the sun. So This guy, I'm very, very, since you're talking about Dr. Mercola, I recommend you looking for the podcast, because as you know, he can't keep the video out. So he has a podcast of 2 hours. I listened to it already two times. And this guy have the same problem like you, Dr. Dean.
No, I don't have that problem. It's just that I don't want to damage my skin. I tan very easily. And, I tanned all my youth, but I stopped it because it's damaging to the sun. So, David, what exactly are you saying, that if you don't have enough of that essential...
If you have too much... No, he has... No, the linoleic acid is actually destructive to the body. And actually, since 1850, when the... all the recommendation turned out, and they start to recommend to take seed oil and vegetable oil, which is very rich with linoleic acid. The trouble of the artery, the heart problem, and the strokes went up, and cancer went up substantially.
As a side,
I don't know. I thought that you have this problem. That's why I called. That's all.
Right. Topic. And so to translate what David's saying, the linoleic acid is an omega-6 and
correct.
Mostly from plant sources. Omega-3 is what we have our omega-3, but from from algae, you know, seaweed type source. And it's usually
he also pointed, excuse me. Yes, go ahead.
So in our society, we have too much plant oils that we've used, and we throw off our balance of omega-3, omega-6. And actually,
he warned, because he said most doctors recommend to up the omega-3. And he said it's a very dangerous proposition. He said, because omega-3 can oxidize too. And the byproduct of linoleic acid is so destructive as cause oxidation and cause trouble, and that's why a lot of people, that's one of the main reasons that the heart problem and the stroke problem, the artery problem start when once this the byproduct of this acid is very destructive to the body.
Okay, so you made it much more confusing, because you said omega 3 is not good, but
that's not what you meant.
Okay.
Stop, David.
Let's clarify here for people. So omega 3s are lower in our food than omega 6s. And you know what happened, David, years ago when we all found out there was too much mercury in fish? People stopped eating fish and they stopped getting their natural omega 3s for fear of the mercury. So we do need omega-3s. I did not choose to go to the fish oils because the amount of processing that's done on fish oil to get rid of the heavy metals like mercury made it hard to digest omega-3 fish oil. So that's why I went to the algae. And you'll notice that we don't sell an omega-6 product because there's so much in our society. Anytime you buy even a natural, snack, or we have over here natural chips made from plantain and whatnot, and they're made in, it may be GMO free, but sunflower oil. So that's an omega 6. And Ginny, let me check with Ginny. Is there an omega 3, omega 6 ratio that Grassroots Health does as part of our testing, or is it just an omega-3 test?
It is a ratio. It's the EPA and the DHA of the threes, but I don't know if we get a six report. So I'll look really quick and see what's on that panel.
Right. I think it's the EPA, DHA. And what David, I'm talking. You stop.
Yes,
you're confusing us because you're a New Yorker.
Yes. I'm trying to confuse you.
Yeah, I know. New York. I live there. So what David is talking about, that Mercola is talking about, linoleic acid is an ALA, and that's the omega-6. It's a tricky situation, but what it looks like you can Google linoleic acid and dangers or whatever, and there are a lot of people that are talking about this. So, yes, have you gotten your point across, do you think, David?
Not completely. I said that a lot of people, there is a lot of recommendation to check the relationship between the omega-6 to omega-3. And a lot of time, the professional recommend if the omega-6 is too high to up the omega-3. So this is dangerous proposition. That's what I'm trying to say. Could be dangerous proposition. And another thing, it'll be almost impossible to not to get omega-6, because omega-6 is almost in every food, in nuts. Everywhere you turn around, there is omega-6. So, and especially this is one, in a way, going into the very popular diet now,
keto.
Keto, yes,
yeah.
The ketogenic, mm-hmm. and people, it's high in fat, and so that could be dangerous. What kind of fat you're getting? That's another
thing. Okay, so, now, yeah, but you know, I don't want you to throw words like that around. It's dangerous to do this. You know, that's too much hyperbole. What we will say is that when they say you test for omega 6, it's too high. And they say, well, balance it out by taking more omega 3. No,
yes.
I agree.
No.
Because what
what
was done actually in a lot of the omega 3 studies, they used high doses. And mm-hmm. you'll notice in our omega 3 algae, we don't use high doses because we know that the body balances all its activities through all the nutrients. So yeah, they're trying to kind of put out a fire by giving you more of the omega-3 instead of lowering your omega-6 intake. And certainly yes, with keto and the fats, I mean, we tell people you have to take all your, you know, complete metformulas to help metabolize the fats and all the rest of it. But I mean, that's going to come out. I mean, it'll take years, but they'll do studies and say, well, people who are too fanatic about the keto diet, they have all these problems. You have to be in balance. Mm. You know, that's what you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
Are you good?
kind of, but I just want to, I plead with you to listen to this podcast. Joseph Mercola and Tucker Goodrich, there is a lot of material that could be educational.
Yeah, and I agree with Mercola puts out some very interesting information. But you know, Mercola sells krill oil, which is the whale food. That's you know, I don't like that because
I've been taking for quite a long time. My oil now is the medium chain triglyceride oil,
mm-hmm.
derived from coconut oil. They have no taste of the coconut, and this is according to the this guy Tucker Goodrich. Coconut oil have almost no omega-6 oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very tiny. So it's very recommended to do that.
Right. Now, I cannot find that video. So you have to put the URL in the
chat. I can send it to you. I can send it to you. I have it.
Yeah, put it in the chat line. Okay?
Excuse me? No, I didn't understand. What?
Put it in the chat line. Are you online? Where are you going to send it?
If you give me an address, I'll send it to this address.
Okay, support. Ginny, where will we send it? Support at rnareset.com?
Support.
Or,
you know what? I'll call the office and they'll tell me what to do.
Okay.
All right.
I've only got 48 hours to listen to it because he has to.
The podcast is you can listen, but the video you cannot see. You cannot see the video.
Got it. Okay.
So the podcast,
David,
you can listen whenever you have time.
Thank you. Perfect.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye, David.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. That was very good. Very good.
Yeah, David does a lot of research and it's important stuff, but I know some of these podcasts, they just scare people. They don't have the whole picture.
Yes.
Nobody has the whole picture, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been at this for, 40, 50 years. So I know all the, the setbacks, the ins and outs. I know what they're talking about. And it's only in the past 10 years since I've been making these formulas that I realized that, you can, kind of balance out the whole body with the right nutrients at the right amounts and not have to go high dose with anything except magnesium.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Yeah. And also the thing about some of these toxins, you know, toxic reactions or whatever, Realign takes care of so many things.
Right.
You know, these acetaldehyde pathways and all these other kind of things that these guys freak out about. And because I've heard that complaint about omegas and stuff, acetaldehyde toxicity and everything, that is 100% what Realign will help take care of. So if you are balancing, you've got a good diet, you're, you know, using everything in their appropriate ratios, it'll all work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just looked up ketogenic diet and high fat. And yeah, they're saying it's saturated fat. So-and-so says you shouldn't take more than 7% of your diet in saturated fats, and keto diet is associated with increase in bad cholesterol, which is linked to heart disease. So, you know, they're coming up with all these critiques. Everything is critiqued. And it's almost to get, it's almost, what do they say? Clickbait or something?
Yeah, clickbait. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're just saying all these negatives to drag people into a conversation. But it is all about balance.
Yep, so. Absolutely. Yeah. You got to find what works for you every single time without fail or exception. And there's a lot of different things to consider and examine. That's why, like you say, Carolyn, you have to do it. If it doesn't feel good for you, don't do it. If it does, keep going. You know, people mm-hmm. have to take responsibility for their own health. It's not a cookie cutter anything.
Mm-mm. But we have made it. We made it a lot easier.
Gosh, yeah.
Lord. Yeah, I mean, what we all went through. I know you're Greg. He was into supplements early on. He's gone through all these fads and, you know, come in and out of them. And I think he's pretty happy with what he's doing with the complement formulas now, because it they are balanced and they take care of everything.
Yeah. And you don't have to spend a lot of time thinking about stuff. And if you get a little sniffle or something weird jumps off, you just think, oh, well, you know, it's just a phase. You just let your body move through it. You're not freaking out, running off to the doctor, trying to figure out how to suppress it or control it through some kind of a drug mechanism or a device or whatever. You're just like, okay, well, here's an adjustment, and it just let mm-hmm. your body move through it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's running to the doctor that's got us into trouble, because as I've been saying over the course of this radio show, doctors have given up their one-on-one patient contact. They're looking at their computer more than their patient. They're not examining anymore. They're doing all kinds of tests, and they're just using a recipe book for what drug to give a patient. It's gone to the dark side. And here comes Bob. What?
A new inspiration.
What?
Your new book would not be the death.
Death by modern death medicine.
It would be the death of modern medicine.
Oh,
there's no modern medicine.
Death of modern medicine. Yeah, we hear you, Bob.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I should. Every time I rant, Bob, just his brain just explodes. It's so sad. Yeah, but it's sad for the people who are stuck in, quote, modern medicine. Very sad.
They don't understand that they're not being treated by a doctor. They're being treated by a computer. And that their data is being entered into an electronic management record system that is clicking through and pulling all their data into an algorithm and spitting out some kind of a remedy of whatever proportion, according to a standard of care that's been developed by a bunch of bots. I mean, they don't, and this happens time and time again, where people go in, and we hear it all the time in customer service, and they spend, you know, 3 minutes, and it's just constant questions, click, 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 click. And then they pop out and they say, well, you need prednisone or whatever it is for your inflammation. And there's absolutely no, like you say, they don't use their fingers. They don't examine. You don't, maybe mm-hmm. you get a stethoscope or something. They listen to your heart, maybe. And then it's all just a computer popping it out to you and then running it off through another, you know, record electronic system. They don't even call in prescriptions anymore. They don't write them out. It's already at the pharmacy that you mm-hmm. are close to your home before you can even say lickety split, and your thing is done and your insurance has already been billed and you've already been processed yeah. through right. the entire program.
Right. And when they're making these algorithms, they don't put in magnesium. They don't put in vitamin C. They don't put in any of the nutrients that the body needs to survive. So they're going through this limited tunnel of drugs. And what does it, it's for, there's a list here, the benefits of electronic records, time saving, convenience, ease of communication, safer prescribing, improved care coordination, meaningful use. Nothing about saving a patient's life. Bob, what do you want now?
Well, once you discover Dr. Dean's world, you have to be careful. You're going to get so better, and you're going to realize how incompetent medicine is. You have to be careful because you'll start saying modern medicine is evil.
Yeah.
And you might get a little extreme. That's the correct position, but you shouldn't walk around thinking people are evil. But you start to get so good on your scene, everybody else is absolutely ridiculous. They are, as you always show every show.
But the FDA is listening, Bob.
Yeah. So I love the FDA.
Yeah.
The FDA, we need the FDA. We need people to be balanced.
Okay, so enough of that rant. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, it's pretty... It's pretty interesting, actually. There is definitely a place for modern medicine, especially emergency care and surgery. But yeah, beware of the electronic record system, which doesn't record anything about human structure and function based on the nutrients. It just doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, and nothing about, emotional conflicts or anything or where you are in your lifestyle or anything. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable, but that is the place that we're in right now. And that's why it's so important for people to take personal responsibility for their health care.
Yeah, yeah. And if one thing has happened in this past year and a half, 2 years, it's people are taking more responsibility. They're being forced to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's very cool.
Yeah. That's very beneficial. All right. So again, to talk to Dr. Dean tonight about this or any other topic, 646-558-8657, 646-558-8656. Sorry, excuse me. And the ID number 883-695-3587. And it's posted on all of our content and here at YouTube and also on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And then when you get in, you've just got to hit star nine on your keypad. We'll let me know you have a question or comment and we'll put you on the phone with Dr. Dean and you can chitty chat with her about whatever delights you and whatever you'd like to share. Right now, we don't have any raised hands, Carolyn. So we will press on with our important agenda this evening.
Well, our important agenda, we have no more testimonials. I'm not going to say too much because Bob's going to come over and interfere again because he thinks he has some room to talk, but he doesn't. But
can I talk to Ginny?
Can I talk to Ginny?
Let me talk to Ginny.
No. Poor Bob, he doesn't have his, we haven't let him have his own, what?
Outlet
code to get in. But anyway, we need a topic. What do we talk about?
Well, let's talk about all the great stuff you did this year. And let's talk about what's coming up. I know one of the things that you're working on is revising the heart health book. Mm-hmm. You did lots of great webinars this year. We put out one new wonderful things. And why don't you just talk about your year? What did you learn? What have you come to?
I think the big thing is, what is it? Well, the work on the farm, that's pretty huge. There's a lot that we're doing there with our Mighty Mash, for example, and growing some herbs that we will probably turn into important products. I keep being amazed that we are creating more products. I don't know what else. With the zinc, people are taking a lot of zinc. So what we're going to do there with our next zinc order is put a milligram of copper in with every 10 milligrams of zinc to have that zinc copper balance. We've done that in Remite, the 10-to-1 ratio of zinc to copper. But we really had no idea that this whole business where we have to protect our body with zinc would go on for years. So I have a sense and a couple of reports that maybe people are taking too much zinc and not getting enough copper. So that's come to the forefront. I don't know. It's almost like there's too much going on. As I mentioned earlier, I'm updating another edition of the IBS for Dummies book, and I'm embedding information about REMAG in that book. I didn't have the company when I wrote that book with my sister. That was in 2005. So since then, I've discovered that using REMAG for bowel problems is very important. People who have IBS or irritable bowel disease or constipation, they all require magnesium in sufficient doses to deal with the, 80% of known metabolic functions. But what was happening for me back in 2005 is I was trying to get magnesium from just over-the-counter sources, and they were all causing more laxative effect. So hopefully Wiley Company, the publisher, will allow me to discuss REMAG in the new edition. So that's going to be interesting. And as Ginny said, we're updating the heart health book. And there's always something new. Ginny mentioned this vitamin D paper that came out showing the benefits of vitamin D for preventing the virus that shall be unnamed. So there's always something. Go ahead.
I'm excited about the IBS for Dummies. I wonder, we saw some stuff about clinical research on humic fulvic, which is what we have in Floor Revive. Will you be updating that part of it too and putting Floor Revive in the soil-based probiotic and feeding your biome kind of content in there?
I did do that, put in humic fulvic. I'll see whether or not they'll let me put in Floor Revive itself, because we do make product recommendations. So yes, I have the humic fulvic in there because over the years, in the beginning with the probiotics, it was all about lactobacillus and bifidobacteria, which are the weakest of probiotics. So we learned that it's the soil-based probiotics that you have to use. And it's not, 10 or 12 soil-based that they isolate and grow and then throw in a capsule. That itself is too limited. You're looking at 300 to 600 different bacterial species in the intestines. So to say that it's these 5 or 10 or 15 is really throwing a possible imbalance into the picture, because you're giving high amounts of just a few of the hundreds of organisms. So that's the problem with, you know, with the supplement industry. They try to make it easy. They try to isolate one thing and say this is what's important, instead of looking for a broad spectrum.
And the other thing that's come out, I'm sure, since you, or that you know, with the magnesium and others, is the absolute importance of remineralizing the gut. I mean, the gut is such a complex nervous system entity, producing so many hormones, the serotonin, all those other kinds of things. They all have to have all the minerals in Remite. Everything, the humic fulvic has a big trace mineral base to it, all the sea salted minerals and the water and everything. I mean, it's so important to heal the gut.
Right. So that when the probiotic people come into play and do their research, they act like all you need is probiotics, and they do their research just based on this probiotic or that probiotic, make wild assumptions and conclusions, and never mention any of the other nutrients. All the nutrients are important. If they'd only study them in an unbiased way, they're all important. And that's what we focus on, all of them.
Well, yeah. That's what I would ask you. What new fads happened this year?
I don't know.
No particular fads you can think of that would you not think?
Carnivore diet, maybe. I don't
know. No, like compared to 2 years ago.
I don't know. I mean, keto has been around for a while, and keto has just, you know, blown up. It's all over, but it got completely commercialized, right, Ginny? Everywhere you go, it's even in Costco, keto free, and it's taken over the gluten free shelves. So these things get commercialized and get pushed as the next cure all, I guess you'd say.
Is there a reason why minerals cannot become a fad?
Yeah, probably because they're too many minerals. I don't know. The whole mineral industry is focused on just getting cheap minerals. We made minerals important because they're picometer size, they're stabilized ions of minerals, and that's what makes our minerals important, and it makes them work. If you try to use dirt minerals for people's health, it can't compare with what our minerals do. Right, Ginny?
Yep, 100%. Yep.
So, yeah, we're in a very unique position where we don't fit in with anybody. We really don't, because... And that's why we're doing the research. That's why we have to do the research with the universities to show that our absorption is higher and the size of our minerals is definitely in the picometer range, which means they're going to be absorbed in the cells. So, yeah, we've got a big chore here. And, you know, when you look at where the commercialism of the dietary supplements has gone, you know, it's all about Amazon. And what's Amazon all about? The cheapest product. So that's what's pushed. You know, people do the communication of their marketing to give all the benefits of a nutrient, and then they act like their nutrient is going to be beneficial in all those areas when it's not even absorbed. It's really a minefield. And it's difficult for us to play in those minefields because we have so much more to offer, but we can't talk about it. Right, Ginny?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's true. You really can't. So you kind of have to just rely on the consumer to do research, which they are doing more of, and then creating a distinction around the brand itself and the quality of its leadership, like having Dr. Dean at the helm and this kind of thing. Why would you want your dietary supplement being made by a oil company, for crying out loud, a petroleum company, for the Lord's sake? So yeah, that kind of thing. It's mm-hmm. It's challenging, but I guess we're up for the challenge, huh, Carolyn? Yay!
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're doing so well. And our people are doing so well, and that's what's important. Yeah, I just remembered I was making the point with David about Mercola. He's selling krill oil. And my point is that krill are the food of the whales that show up here in Maui. And I just know that you can overfish the krill to make these silly supplements. And the whales are, what are the whales going to do? They can't go to the store and buy their krill. So there's got to be a balance in everything we do. And not to be dramatic or too dramatic, but, when I know these things, I have to talk about them. I have to mention it.
Yeah, well, it's just part of your personal integrity. And that is what happens when you have a real live doctor that is a real live experience that's really plugged in, that is making these decisions and help leading this brand and making choices for the consumer to educate them and to provide them with the best product. I mean, that's just what's so unique about what we do. It makes me happy every single day to know that's what is occurring. And it's not just a bunch of marketing people sitting around in a room looking at Instagram, trying to figure out what The Rock would take and then making a product for The Rock and then trying to promote it through social media. It's ridiculous how these things happen.
Oh, wow. Right. What, Bob?
2 points. You want to make a fad out of being balanced or balancing. That'd be new. And the nature of capitalism or commercialism or whatever we call our society does fragment and force people to exaggerate something to get attention and upset balance.
Yeah.
So how do you make balance a fad?
Well, I think we started to talk about the cells. I'm a specialist in cells rather than, organs or, right foot, left foot. So I've said my specialty is the cells, and
nobody
we use
that.
Our new, well, the people are talking about cellular health now. I've noticed it more and more, but we do it knowing that our nutrients are all absorbed at the cellular level where it's needed.
One thing, Bob, there is such a thing called YMYL, which means your money, your life. And that is the kind of censoring that Google does to prevent companies from making claims that if you give us your money or you're going to lose your life, that kind of exaggerated, and also using words like fantastic and, all the words I like to use because they don't have any substance to them. So we actually are already very much forced to talk in a very balanced way about the products because we're not allowed to use exaggerative claims or emotional words. And we're also not allowed to state health concerns or health outcomes. So we have to be very factual, very literal, and very balanced about what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so that is a good function by Google or whoever polices this. That is something that they're correct in doing, not allowing people to exaggerate.
Well, I think go ahead.
It's Karen. Amazon.
No, it's Google. YMYL is Google. Yeah, YMYL is Google.
Right. I guess it's good, but it's what happens when you have such a huge platform, you know, social media platform. They have to bring everything down to the lowest common denominator. And what Amazon has been doing, it's been kind of hand in glove with medicine, allopathic medicine, and kind of suppressing supplements itself themselves. Right, Ginny?
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. We are what is called a part of the old school. We are actually, because we are in the classic, I mean, probably the best way to talk about it is that we are more of the classical music of the dietary supplement industry, because we're in a protected class, because we actually use what's called the essential nutrients, which are vitamins and minerals and amino acids the body actually requires. Mm. And so technically, we're protected by the FDA, and our products cannot be attacked in that way. But companies that make, say, the CBD oils and ginkgo biloba and elderberry juice and all this other random weird stuff, you want to talk about a trend, was elderberry. This last year, somehow the elderberry has gotten in prominence because it's supposedly good for the immune system. Maybe, maybe not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is the kind of thing, you know, echinacea and these things, this is where you get into that non-protected status, because they're not essential. There is no RDA for a CBD oil mm-hmm. or any kind of recommended. There's not an essential nutrient for the body. And so they can't be endorsed by quote unquote medicine. Because mm-hmm. they don't mm-hmm. have any nutritional value that's well established by research or science. Mm-hmm. And so those are the YMYL companies that Google really does go after and probably should, because these are the companies that, you know, there is no legislating or controlling of the CBD oil market. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's what will happen with a new venture. They will go crazy before, I guess, the authorities come around to regulate them. But, you know, what's interesting in our IBS book, we do talk about herbs, but we go to the German Commission. It's called German Commission E, that took it upon themselves to look through lists of hundreds of herbs. Let me see if I can find it. Commission E. So Germany's Commission E is an official government agency that performs a job similar to that of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, only it's specifically focused on herbs. In 1978, the Federal Health Agency organized this commission to evaluate the safety and efficacy of medicinal herbs. The monographs were an outcome of the effort, consist of more than 300 brief articles on the most medically important herbal preparations. These monographs serve as the basis for the medical usage of herbs within the German healthcare system and outline acceptable manufacturing processes on the basis of available scientific and clinical evidence. So, I mean, that's pretty important. I mean, we had to go to the Commission E to be able to discuss the herbs that we wanted to talk about in the IBS book. And there's nothing like that in America. They just sort of, I don't know, what did they do with herbs in America?
They ignore them.
Yeah.
Does YNYL get applied to pharmaceutical companies?
No.
They don't do it with regular drugs, so the regular commercials can be exaggerated.
I don't know. I mean, with drugs, they mostly advertise in scientific medical journals. You know, they just do their billion-dollar studies and then say, we've got this breakthrough and it will do this and that.
And they don't say, this is fantastic, in words like that.
No. No, it's a whole different world. Okay, Ginny, what have we got? We've we've chewed away the time quite nicely.
Yes, we have. So 7 minutes to the top of the hour. And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Dean tonight before we wrap up the show, you've got the number 646-558-8656. And again, 883-695-3587. So you've got to hit that *92 to raise your hand and we'll put you on the line if you're here and ready to chitty chat. Otherwise, we'll probably just have to wrap up the show. Oh, nope. Here comes somebody crashing through, crashing through the barriers. Mm-hmm. Okay. *6 on your phone, area code 610, please. *6. And you, there you go. Hello and welcome.
Hello. I'm calling about zinc. Mm-hmm. You were talking about zinc before.
Yes.
And I know that you have the pico zinc.
Mm-hmm.
In different things that I've been reading about zinc and quercetin,
mm-hmm.
that quercetin is an ionophore, mm-hmm. and that helps the zinc get into the cell better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is it necessary to take quercetin if the zinc is at picometer size?
No, it is not, because the size of the stabilized ion of zinc is such that it will absorb freely through the picometer size cell mineral ion channels. So it makes it unnecessary. It's its own ionophore.
Okay, because of the size.
Because of the size, yes.
Right. Okay. Another question.
Otherwise, zinc is it's usually a compound. Hydroxychloroquine, quercetin, they're ionophores, and I don't know how exactly they open the channels. I mean, that is a good question, actually. But yeah, I'll have to look into that. Yeah. What's your first name?
Carrie.
Okay, Carrie, go ahead.
Okay. Another question I had was about silver.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to past podcasts that you had back in 2020,
mm-hmm.
Nebulizing silver.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the doctors that was on the program said not to put the silver with the saline for a nebulization.
I don't remember that, but the pico silver, we just use it full strength.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why, I forget why he said that. I don't know if he would not have been talking about our pico silver, I don't think.
Okay. I'm not sure if it, yeah, I have my notes, but whatever. That's all that I, well, just one more quick thing.
Sure.
I was on a live chat a couple weeks ago, and I was talking about things that are going on with mandates. And I'm just happy to say that my daughter went through and got her religious exemption. And it was helpful to chit-chat a little bit with some of the people online,
mm-hmm.
and praying.
mm-hmm.
And she got it. So thanks for letting me vent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And that's a great way to wrap up the show, Carolyn. We've got a break now.
Yes. Thank you so much, Carrie. And yeah, congratulations on that.
Very much.
Thank
so.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. I'm calling you right after the show, Ginny.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Carolyn. It was a great show. Very much. Very much wisdom.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Rachel and Deborah. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.